Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All right, we got 10 more days of these. 10 more days of these Sounders for the mock draft.
Do we get to do Todd McShay's 2026 day after the draft?
Todd,
should we do it the day after?
Yeah, we usually do.
We usually do Todd McShay's. He tells us that he said before, it is his single most read interview, single read article of the entire year.
I wonder if it's just something a bunch
like
of
looking ahead 364 ahead, days.
It's fans, but I also wonder if it's like, honestly, like every college player already else trying to get a, I just wonder if it's stuff like that that leads to it.
If your team, like let's say the Giants for whatever reason don't take a quarterback. They need to see.
Exactly.
They must have a high intake of Jersey.
Yeah, and then you just want to see if you're the wide receiver for LSU, if he's got you in the first round, you know? Yeah.
So we're going to go to Pro Football Focus for ours today. Jordan Plocher, I don't know how to pronounce the last name, sorry.
You said sure.
Like Jordan.
sure.
But Pro Football Focus came out with this, and some of this has to do with a conversation, this mock draft, a little bit of what we had earlier regarding the New Orleans Saints. More on that in just a moment. But at 31, a name that we've seen plenty of times with the Kansas City Chiefs at 31, Jordan has them taking tackle Josh Simmons.
Every
from
pick. Connerly
Ohio
or Simmons?
State.
Yeah.
I mean, the reference is exactly the same in regards to he was playing great before getting hurt. He had 82 Pro Football Focus pass blocking grade, according to Jordan. Of course, his draft from Pro Football Focus.
I mean, look, again, I'm not
everybody.
But like at this point, the mock draft sounder is getting tough because at this point, it is almost all Connerly Jr. out of Oregon or Josh Simmons out of Ohio State. And then I'd say the other 30% are two players we've discussed on this quite a bit, which are Harmon or Walter Nolan, or maybe like your guy, James Pierce or Nick Scorton, a couple of other edge guys kind of tossed in there. I'm trying to think at this point, there must be someone we're missing. I mentioned Emmanuel a couple of weeks ago. Like, who is this unknown player that sneaks up on us? Because that's the problem. I think it's going to be either defensive line or offensive line. I don't think there's some like hidden linebacker or wide receiver unless it's Luther Burden. I don't feel like I
be
see
honest,
that
though,
name coming
is,
down there.
Is Luther Burden only truly just because we're in Kansas City? Like, we're talking about
because
him sliding.
I think that's where he's going to go-ish.
Okay, because I'm like, in Philadelphia, pick 32. Now, look, different needs, I understand. But like,
sure.
Look at the three picks before the Chiefs and the one pick after. Are they talking about Luther Burden as much as people are here?
My guess is no.
I think a lot of it is the Kansas City connection with obviously Missouri not being far away, the University of Missouri not being far away. So that's what I'm just trying to figure out. But I'm with you. Like we've been consistent on this. Defensive line makes a ton of sense. You always need it, and they don't have a lot of guys on long term deals. The offensive tackle, the only way I get it is what we said last week. You're willing to just have a guy ride the bench all year, and he is, unless you think he's better than Jalen Moore, but then again, it's like, why did you?
In a weird way,
if
you take him in the first round, I feel like I want him to be better than Jalen Moore. I want him to win the job immediately.
Oh, for sure.
I'm rooting for that. I'm rooting for him just immediately to be not the guy they just paid.
It's weird. Jalen Moore's making a good amount of money. Nothing crazy, but okay. So if you're Jalen Moore, what were you promised or not promised? Were you promised a chance to compete? Were you promised the starting left tackle job? Is Jalen Moore long-term the right tackle for this team then if you draft Simmons? I'm just trying to figure somebody that you spent money on or high capital on this scenario is not playing. And that's what I'm like. Either Jalen Moore would not be playing or your first round pick would not be playing. So either way, you wasted 2025 resource, not long term, but 2025 resource if you do that. And that's what I'm trying to figure out, because Juwan Taylor is not getting traded or anything, guys, not with the salary. So Juwan Taylor will be the right tackle for this team week one. Other than Creed Humphrey and Trey Smith, those are the three positions there that you know for sure are solidified on the offensive line. Left guard is up in the air. Left tackle up in the air for 2025. I think it probably is Jalen Moore. But right tackle, right guard, and center, that's locked in. There's nothing changing there.
I guess, and Drew, you've been looking at these because you bring them to us every day. Mm-hmm. Is there a corner we haven't discussed enough who's going, or safety we haven't discussed enough that is going around 31? Eamon Worre, I just mentioned, because in this mock he goes 32 overall. So he's certainly in that range. They are in a position right now that they can start across the field. Mm-hmm. They don't have to take a defensive lineman or an offensive lineman with pick 31. If they've got a corner they love or a wide receiver they love or a safety they love, they do technically have that option. The two positions I'll say that I have not seen at all, like period. Linebacker, I haven't seen a single.
They brought back Nick Bolton and stuff. They're set there.
I haven't seen a single mock draft have a linebacker in that spot.
There might be only one linebacker that goes in the first round, and that's Jihad Campbell from Bama.
And then I've seen very few, I'll say, very, very few safeties. Not zero. Yeah. We saw the one with Eamon
Worre. Once they brought back Mike Edwards, I think that really decreased the chance of them spending a premium pick on safety.
Him and then Malachi Starks is the other one from Georgia, but he's going to go a little bit further, maybe ahead of Eamon Worre. The name... It goes back to corner, actually. I think if there's a name that we haven't seen yet, we saw Jahdae Barron mocked in one of the ones that we looked at recently. Other guys to look at that position, Maxwell Hairston from Kentucky, corner there, and then Trey Amos from Ole Miss, also a corner that in this mock they've got going in the first round ahead of where the Chiefs do, actually. But corner is the only one where I think a random name that we haven't seen yet can pop up, unless for whatever reason they want to take a wide receiver and it's not Luther Burden, it's somebody else. Like if they fall back, or maybe Mykael Williams, the edge rusher from Georgia, if he for some reason slips and continues to fall down. But a lot of the same names we've seen, and I don't know if there'd be, I mean, maybe Kenneth Grant, defensive interior lineman from Michigan, if he falls that far down.
Similar. We haven't mentioned him yet, but he would be in that same range.
So one of the interesting things about this mock draft is we mentioned the Saints in the conversation around the quarterback position.
Oh, yeah, what do they got?
So Cam Ward goes number one. Shador goes number three to the Giants.
Oh!
Jackson Dart at number nine. And then Jalen Milroe to the Steelers, because the argument is, look,
because they just got no one left?
Nobody's left, and they want to find somebody.
Who else is taking them, though, you know? Like, why are you taking him at 21? Who else is taking him in front of you at that point?
We're going to get four quarterbacks in the first
round?
No way. I think we can get three. Four seems awful.
Is he over under three, 2.5?
I'd have to check. Yeah, I know. I know there's more and more thinking that there will be three. Then at one point, everybody thought, oh, there's going to be two. It seems like there's going to be three. Four, though?
Woo. Four would be a panic move. I think it'd be a panic move for somebody like maybe Pittsburgh. Where they're like,
they're not a panic organization, though. They're the worst one to choose panic moves.
But they took Kenny Pickett a couple years ago in the first round when they didn't necessarily need to. And not that was a panic pick.
Ben Roethlisberger was on his last leg when they took Kenny Pickett.
I mean,
I think they needed to take a quarterback. Then they were trying to do the Packers way.
In fairness, it wasn't a panic move. Now? Again, who is it?
The Steelers?
Yeah. Mason Rudolph.
Mason Rudolph and Skylar Thompson.
I mean,
that's the quarterback room, I believe.
I wonder if they're like, yeah, you know what? We just need to take one anyways, if we get Aaron Rodgers or not.
But Aaron Rodgers, I'm sure, will not change his mind or anything. So he'll end up starting for them for sure. You know, he won't wake up one night and decide not to play football or change his
unless
mind.
Unless they draft Shador or Cam Ward, I don't think Aaron Rodgers has anything to worry about.
The Giants are really going to take, would the Giants really take Sanders after they brought in like 18 quarterbacks this offseason?
So Sanders is the third quarterback.
They're going to bring in and then steal that?
He's going to be the third quarterback all year.
I don't think it would be as crazy as what the Falcons did last year, but I do think it would be a little bit crazy because of
just like, why did you give all these guys the money? Yeah. Why did you just like, I mean, at the very least, just bring in one. Don't bring Russ and Jameis and then draft a guy at third. Right? Like, I mean,
Sanders, yeah, that Sanders to three is what I don't get. Cause now I feel like a lot of people, unless it's just the smokescreen of like, oh, the Giants after all this are going to do it. That's why we had the discussion earlier. We'll get back into it with Derek Carr's shoulder injury. Now, number nine, Sanders seems like the move at this point. Sanders what goes
they, not. Can they even afford? Can they even afford to trade up potentially to
who,
skip the?
Who?
If the Saints feel like, you know what, somebody might try to give up everything.
Those are draft, is not there, money. So maybe, but I would.
Is there anything that they? Because you would say, well, we don't have any money, so we need the draft.
You can always
assets.
Trade in the future, right? You can always give up future picks if you really love the guy that much. You know, the Saints organization, the Prime organization, many years ago, traded their whole damn draft for a running back. So, yes, they can trade. They can mortgage the future. They
Sean Payton notoriously
I'm obviously referencing
was
Ricky
draft,
Williams, but
was yeah. going to draft Patrick Mahomes.
That's
don't
true,
let
that's
don't
true.
Let you. He'll never let you forget.
Now, this year, the Saints have pick nine. They have the 40th overall pick in there in round two. And then they have two third rounders, two fourth rounders, a sixth and 2 7. So they have multiple. They have to still trade and dip into the future probably. But they have the. Yes. If they wanted to do that, of course they could do it. They're not trying to trade up from 21 to get to 9 to 3. I just don't know. Who are you worried about? Like, maybe you need to trade up one spot unless you think the Steelers are going way up. Who are the Saints worried about needing to trade up in front of? You know what I mean? At this point, like, nobody
that's the
after
same thing I think about 21. It's like, there's only two teams that are really looking.
The Jets at 7?
I was going to say,
that's it?
Maybe the Jets.
Okay. So maybe they need to get in front of the Jets. They got to get to 6 then.
I think you risk it at 7. They made their commitment to Justin Fields. They convinced it's going to work there, right? I mean,
true. The one thing we just don't know is, like, do they actually like Shador Sanders or not? Like, that's ultimately what this comes down to. We can say that Derek Carr is going to be hurt and your options are Spencer Rattler or basically drafting Shador Sanders because the veteran options stink and all that in free agency right now. But if they are just dead set, they don't think he's any good, well, they're just not going to draft him. But if you like the kid and now you have the injury, even if you thought that he maybe isn't worth a top 10 pick, but you think he's more like a late first rounder, then you might still do it. But if they just don't like him, they think he's going to be a bust, then obviously they're not going to draft him.
I mean, it's just like, sometimes I wonder that, but then also I'm like, what? How could you think that? Yeah, he doesn't look like that on tape.
I
are
agree.
We nuts?
I
like,
agree.
I'm not saying you have to think he's the next guy. Like, he's like walking on water, but like there's no watching him play and be like, well, that guy just stinks out loud off my board. Like it doesn't, none of that computes. You could say it's not worth the number 9 overall pick. You could have that evaluation of that player and say, that's a second round pick. We're not taking him at 9. If he's available at 21, if he's available at 25, we'll have a different conversation. We'll do that. So I think the text line's point, and maybe what, going back to the Chiefs draft a little bit, the way we talk about the same 5 defensive linemen and 2 or 3 offensive linemen, it just makes me feel more and more and more that the likelihood of moving back makes way too much sense. Because the options you have available to you at the positions in which you want to draft feel like they're actually going to be kind of strong at 31. It feels like you're going to have some good choices left there, which means you should have the ability to kind of finagle it more than normal. I'm not saying you have to trade back. I would be fine
with them trading back. We say this every year, and then we remember how difficult it is to find that trade partner that wants to trade back in. And I hear what you're saying. You're saying maybe there's a guy this year that prompts that.
You kind of hope that Jackson Dart falls that
but
far.
That's, it's a quarterback like that, or it's Luther Burden falling, and the Chiefs aren't interested, but another team is. You know, it's somebody like that. Otherwise, we can talk about trading back all day long, and I would be fine with it. Add another pick, and that's cool, even though, you know, fans get bummed out waiting all night until 31, and then they don't make a pick. Yeah. I get it. We'll be up at the landing, and that would stink if all of a sudden they didn't make a pick that night. But I think it's just way... It sounds so easy. Oh, just trade back. Like, just trade back. And that doesn't always present itself.
Yeah. I do think it is interesting, looking at... to finish things up real quick about this draft, the Raiders do not take Ashton Jensen in this draft.
Okay, oh, where's Jensen going?
Jensen goes to the Bears at 10, which means that, I mean, that offense could be nasty.
With a great offensive line, young quarterback, offensive mind, head coach, that's fun. Their defense might suck, but that's the fun offense.
That's the most fun potential pick you could make.
The Raiders take Jahdae Barron at 6.
Still a running back, but they get the, okay.
No, corner.
Sorry.
So they take corner there, and then the Broncos take Colston Loveland in this draft, and then the Chargers take Kenneth Grant from Michigan, of course.
Okay.
Harbaugh, Michigan connection, recruited him. That would make too much sense.
I'm actually somewhat convinced the Broncos might take Loveland too, because they look at how bad the Chiefs are against tight ends, what Bowers does against them, they're like, you know what? If we had that, that'd probably solve part of our problems.
Let's get ourselves one too, yeah.
Yeah, like a good path to beating the Chiefs. Now, you don't win a lot of games, but a good path to being successful against the Chiefs offensively is to...
Yeah, I hear
utilize
you.
Tight end.
I'm convinced that mock drafter just did that because Loveland, and there's a suburb of Denver called Loveland, like 30 minutes away. And that's all this is. That's all this is.
It's a great city.
Where
you've been there?
Oh yeah, I did play by play for state women's basketball when I lived in Colorado.
In Loveland.
Loveland, Colorado.
Perfect.
It's a very nice city.
There you go.
We were like I don't know. My dad had lost a job or whatever in high school. We almost moved there. He's like, "Would you move here?" I was going to live in Loveland. I almost moved there.
It's like 40 miles.
So I remember doing
from
a lot
Denver.
Of research on it at that time. I'm like, I mean, I guess
the ECHL team for the Colorado Avalanche is in Loveland.
There you go.
The Colorado Eagles.
So Loveland.
You know a lot about Loveland, Colorado. Like, well, way more than
he said he lived there in the area.
I spent 3 days there.
Oh, 3 days.
Covering state basketball. And
it really left an impression, man.
It must have been a great trip. It must have been a really good trip.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.